Today on Radio Jackie, I'm joined by CJ Bowery, who is the founder of charity Sal's Shoes. To start with, can you tell us what is Sal's Shoes?
Kids tend to outgrow their shoes before they outwear them, and feet in shoes are protected feet, protected from injury and infection. And just over 9 years ago now, armed with a bag full of our young son Sal's outgrown shoes and unable to find a charity that could tell me where they would find their new feet if I donated them, I set up Sal's Shoes.
And am I right in thinking that Sal's Shoes is teaming up with some other charities this Christmas?
Absolutely. So whilst we're aware of our limitations, and generally, despite being offered lots of lovely things free to a good home, we tend to still stick to shoes. We have extended slightly to encompass donations of brand new children's clothing, because we work with so many baby banks and charities and community organisations nationwide passing on shoes. If we can accommodate large donations of new children's clothing from retailers, our volunteers sort and itemise and pack them all up, and then we distribute them nationwide with some of the organisations we work with. And this year, to coincide with Black Friday, Frugi, which is the organic cotton children's wear company, have a buy one and they'll donate one campaign. So for every item of children's clothing bought between the 21st and 29th of November, they will donate one item to our clothing arm, which is Clemmie's Clothes, which we will send off to one of the charities supporting families in need that we work with around the UK.
That sounds brilliant. Why do you think it's important for people to donate shoes and other items of clothing?
We live in a consumer society, don't we? And children tend to outgrow their things so quickly, and there's still so much wear left in them. And I think in the current cost of living crisis, you know, so many people just have enough on their plates, having to heat their homes and fuel their cars and feed their families without having to worry about clothing their ever-growing young.
And how do you get these shoes and clothes to the families that need them?
So we work via referral. So we partner with small charities and community organisations and baby banks, actually both nationwide and internationally. But we partner with them, and all of those organisations work via referral. So it's families in need who are referred to them via the likes of GPs, district nurses, schools, family liaison officers, social workers, and they help those families most in need.
For people who are listening to this and might be thinking, oh, I've got a couple of shoes at home that I've been wanting to get rid of, and maybe they'll donate them instead, how do they do that?
So you can find out all about us on social media. We are on Instagram and Twitter. We have a Facebook page. Our website is www.salshoes.com. And all the information you need is on there. We do ask for £1 a pair monetary donation, which supports our work and funds the journey the shoes set off on to find their new owner. So whether the shoes are going to East London or East Africa, that journey costs us money, and that's our way of funding it.
And again, if someone's listening and they're thinking, you know, they're struggling with providing their own children with shoes and clothes and they need help, and this could be the perfect charity for them, how do they get in contact?
I would suggest they contact services local to them, who will hopefully be able to point them in the direction of charities in their area that can help support them. And those charities then reach out to us if necessary.